Joy tactics.
Knight to e4.
Jack to Nate.
That's right. See, this is a life right, is right. Life is a game of chess, is what you just saw.
Life is something and you don't know what I got. Damn, it's good to be podcasting again.
Of course it is. Of course it is. God, man, we're lucky, man, by the way. Lucky much.
Grateful as well.
We've been setting out from the jump too. A lot of people are like, yo, this is my way into filmmaking. Get it back.
Did
Get
you guys right see the comment that hit yesterday on YouTube that said something like, I'm 22 and it gives me so much hope just to see that you guys still have swag at your age.
You wrote that.
Ooh,
that's your burner account.
Anyone to do
I know it. That's your fucking burner account, dude. Anytime I see a comment that's suspiciously like nice like that, I'm like, this is, I know Eric has like 70 YouTube accounts. He has like all these different AOL fucking emails attached to them. It's so hard for him to categorize the login for that. But he battles people in the comments on anything that he's in that somebody like calls him a name or something like that. He'll be like, man, I really disagree with that. it's Nate, quite marvelous what you do. I don't know how you keep up with all those accounts.
Well, yes, I do it for you guys, by the way. This isn't necessarily just for me and me battling people saying that what I look like and this and that, or what my how scared they are for my health. I'm doing it for you guys as well. I'm battling people that are talking shit about you, and most of it's behind the scenes. You guys aren't even appreciating most of it, but
I don't. Well, yeah, thanks, man. I wasn't raised to fight my own battles. I was raised to like have butlers and hire other people to like. Do it and so it means a lot that you're getting out there online and holding it down, as they say, as I've heard people say,
the butlerian jihad.
Wow. Oscar movie title. Very
the butlerian
good.
Jihad. Dune.
Is that your
Dune lore from Dune?
Oh, that, you didn't make that up?
No, man, I'm referencing something once again.
God damn it, man. You mean you're socially plagiarizing, culturally plagiarizing? Conversationally culturally plagiarizing?
Yeah.
Nate, what's your email password again?
I'm not doing this again. I've already given my password to my Chase bank account on here. And thank you all for just kind of like checking it out and admiring it, but and not taking any money out. This fan base is amazing.
Dude, look at Nate's settings on his apps. It's, yeah.
Someone figured out my phone number from an episode a while back, and they commented it.
It's probably because I feel like you, like, hold up your phone and, like, somehow.
I have my phone number written in tape on the top to remember.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. How the hell did they get that?
It's out there. There's a lot of information on us
on the dark web.
Trying to destroy. Did you guys see this TikTok about the dark web where it's called the Shoeman? Something like this. And this guy sells shoes of people who have died. Somehow blood splattered upon them.
Why would people want that?
Well, people are more sick and twisted than you give them credit for, Nate. Once again, you underestimate the sickness of this world.
Yet again. So, chess.
Pawn.
P-A-W-N. Pawn. The thick kind.
Mm-hmm. Pawn.
When was the last time you guys played chess for real?
Layla and I in COVID, I would say played about 12 games of chess. And there's a minute where I was like, yep, here comes my new interest. But actually, it's a bit fucking boring, bro. There's a reason that shit was invented over 200,000 years ago.
200,000 years ago?
When was it invented? Like 500 years?
That was when we like gained like consciousness.
Right. And that quickly came to fruition. It's a classic mind game.
Hey, Eric, that's a good Subway take. Keep that in your back pocket. If you ever get the privilege of going on that interview show, chess is a bit boring.
Oh, I'm going to get that privilege.
The comments are going to be going crazy.
Do you know the earliest form? Guess where chess originated, dude?
Scotland.
Italy.
That's what you'd think because of the Harry Potter of it all.
Philippines.
No, Philippines. Not Italy. India.
Earliest
known form of chess. Chaturanga emerged in India in the 6th century CE. Okay.
That's quite
what does that do to your? What is that? Once again, I've shattered your worldview.
Well, I think this is more so the I guess the term is the erasure, because all of the European powers, I feel like, want you to believe that they are the ones that invented chess, and yet again, it's invented in the Eastern Hemisphere, like everything. Yep. Egypt, yep. And the Eastern Hemisphere. Europe, what have you really done? It's time to fucking lay it out right now. I want to know what you guys have really fucking done for humanity, because you're stealing everything. The Greeks stole everything from Egypt, from the ancient vaults of knowledge that were burned away.
Then the Romans took it from Greece, of course.
The Romans took it from Greece.
How about cheese? What the fuck? They do cheese? How about that?
Everyone has cheese, by
if
the
you
way.
Think except for cheese was invented by the Europeans.
I don't know what to say. I'm just curious. I'm just guessing.
Can I ask this in a way that's not going to be judged by you guys? This is a true curiosity. Did Native Americans have cheese? Because I can think about cheese in many cultures.
I think that's a debate. That's like how some people don't forbid you from exploring the real truth behind the pyramids of Giza. You see what I'm saying?
It's like one of the forbidden questions.
Well, you get cast out of the whole fucking realm of cheese and horticulture or whatever in terms of if you are going to bring up questions like the cheesemongery.
The cheesemonger scholars refused to acknowledge my questions.
I won't acknowledge
the cheesemonger tower. Tell me!
Mr. Hemispheric cheese! It's not what you think. And there's a deep reason. Look at the land bridge. You think there wasn't cheese grown from Alaska to Russia? Please. Cheese grows everywhere. Where there are molecules, there is cheese.
Where there's milk, where there's milky milkiness.
Where,
hey.
Mm-hmm. Where there's
becomes
milk,
cheese if
there's
you're smart
cheese,
enough. Not if you're smart enough. Right.
Has anyone made cheese out of breast milk?
Fuck yeah.
Sir, if there's a guy who sells dead people's shoes online, there's definitely female cheese. You see what I'm saying?
Is all cheese female? Like. Am I tripping? All cheese is female? Am I right?
Well, what's male milk? Define male milk.
Well, milk, this is where we start opening up the can of worms. Because hold on a second. Not all cheese is from milk. Am I correct?
Wrong.
All cheese is from a form of milk.
Okay. But what about nut milk? What about plant milk? I don't know if that exists. What about
I think all
milk?
Cheese is from milk. Not all milk can make cheese. You see what I'm saying? There's certain.
No, I don't know. I don't understand why that would be the case.
Milk from a udder or a breast is inherently real milk. We have given nut milk the name milk because it's creamy.
It is crazy how much we discuss milk on this podcast.
Like, I was just going to say.
There is no reason why why milk and cream should be brought up this much.
Why does it excite? It inspires so much conversation and debate.
Well, milk is like, because of what's beneath.
You would think
this
that
concept.
This is a milk-based podcast if you listen to a couple episodes.
Right.
Milk is... I mean, what the fuck are we talking about? There's water in milk. Nut milk, is it a misnomer? Because nut milk, that's you're juicing something, right? You're juicing a nut when you're talking about oat milk. And so when you're talking about regular milk, what are you juicing? A gland? That's gland, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Now we're getting to the particle subatomic levels.
Do you guys ever feel this? Like sometimes if I think about eggs too much, I'm disgusted by it because it's been generated inside of a body. When I think about milk and the secretions it takes to get that shit opaque white, I get disgusted. But then I start thinking about it on a farm and think like, wow, imagine these eggs in a little wicker basket full of hay and a beautiful milkmaid's bringing them to me for breakfast.
Imagine telling somebody this.
You know what I mean? What's that? What'd you say?
Nothing.
Okay.
Whoa. Now slow down there, horsey. That was only but a teaser. Just a little taste of what I can only assume is one of the most fire podcast episodes ever recorded. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics now to unlock this crazy ass fucking episode while simultaneously getting in at the ground floor of an exclusive community of like-minded individuals using positivity to change the world. Cheers.